Welcome to Sports at Large. Once again, the world of college athletics is on fire over the apparent attempt of football coaches to circumvent rules, if not flat out create their own. With the assistance of local judges and their university presidents, these coaches are trying to get players who were recently in NFL training camps back onto college rosters. Among the first to attempt the return to campus is Daquan Wright, a tight end who landed on the Cleveland Browns roster after he was originally signed by Philadelphia as a free agent. Wright, who played collegiately at Mississippi last season, apparently reached a deal with LSU to take him if he got cut by the Browns. He was to be reunited with his college coach, Lane Kiffin, who left Mississippi after the 2025 season for Baton Rouge. It remains to be seen if LSU will take Wright, given the potential of crippling penalties threatened by the Southeastern Conference, the league LSU is in, to schools that try to bring in players who have tried pro careers. Meanwhile, while Kiffin ostensibly skates written policies, his LSU counterpart, women's basketball coach Kim Mulkey, is apparently trampling over theoretical rules of respectable conduct, all in the name of amassing talent. Kate Koval, a 6'5" center, started 17 of 35 games last season for the Tigers and was expected to be a key part of a unit that has been ranked in the top 10 in preseason polls. Instead, Koval, who transferred to LSU from Notre Dame, informed Mulkey that she is leaving the program immediately. The reason reportedly had nothing to do with her playing time, but rather the fact that Mulkey recruited and signed Anna Maneva, a Russian professional player, to the roster in early August. Koval is a native of Kyiv, Ukraine, and the daughter of a drone operator in Ukraine's war with Russia. She has spoken about the war's impact on her psyche and on her family, wondering aloud why she is safe here in the United States while her family is in jeopardy. Given those concerns, Koval, who has not spoken publicly about her decision, spoke with Mulkey about how difficult it would be to share a locker room with a native of a country that has invaded her homeland. Mulkey said she told Koval, quote, "Know that what I have to do in this business, I cannot make a decision not to recruit somebody that can help our program because of a conflict between two countries," unquote. You'll remember that Mulkey, who guided LSU to the 2023 national title, stayed silent the year before when her former Baylor player, Brittany Griner, was jailed in Russia on smuggling charges. Perhaps Kate Koval should have learned that at Louisiana State University, the course Ethics and Decency 101 may be on the curriculum, but it is neither a required class nor will it be taught by Lane Kiffin or Kim Mulkey. And that's how I see it for this week. You can reach us via email with your questions and comments at sportsatlarge@gmail.com. And follow me on Blue Sky, Threads, and X at Sports at Large. Until next week, for all of us here, and for producer Lisa Morgan, I'm Milton Kent. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the games.